court says go. Jarawan says no. The administrative court ruled yesterday that Kunying Jarawan could no longer remain in the position of Auditor General since she reached the mandatory retirement age of 65 on July 5th. Instead of packing her belongings and enjoying life as a retired civil servant, however, Kunying Jarawan vowed to stay on the job and appeal the court ruling. She contends that an order issued by the Council for National Security, formed after the military coup in 2006, allows her to remain Auditor General until a replacement is found. The court strongly disagreed. If the interpretation goes that way, that the CNS order overrides the state audit law on the Auditor General's qualifications, it would mean an Auditor General who is dead, has resigned, is running in an election to be an MP or senator, or has become a drug addict, would still be able to carry on working as Auditor General, said Chief Judge Somchai Watanakarun in reading out the verdict. Such an interpretation would be very disruptive to the state audit office's function, the court said. Kunying Jarawan and Acting Auditor General Pisit Lila Wachiropat have been locked in a heated battle over who has authority over this important government agency in charge of checking the government's finances. Yesterday, the court ruled that as Mr. Pisit's appointment to his position was lawful, he was entitled to exercise his authority as Acting Auditor General. Mr. Pisit said he hoped Kunying Jarawan understood what needed to be done to follow the court's ruling, such as returning her office and car. There doesn't seem to be much chance of that happening,